beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we've got Craig Sawyer coming up in 5 minutes. And, I mean, short of Secret Service, I'm not sure there's many men I would trust for their expertise to give us an analysis of what happened Saturday past Craig. So really looking forward to hearing from him. I want to take one more eyewitness caller before we do go to Craig. That's Brett, who was there and directly wants to respond to what one of our prior eyewitnesses said. Brett, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Owen? So basically, I want to say that those other two callers who called in and said that they heard shots coming from the opposite direction, that's really what it was like. So he was wondering why nobody was panicking. We all thought that hydraulic crane or whatever that thing was, we all thought that was like kind of malfunctioning. I just don't know why the shots were coming from the other side. That's like, don't you think that's kind of weird?
Well, I'm trying to make sense of all of it. And I mean, okay, let's consider some potentials. Maybe if there were other people involved, maybe it was just setting off firecrackers to distract from the shooter, maybe, or throw off Secret Service. Maybe there was another shooter who was just firing at the hydraulic system to blow that thing up, to distract and kind of throw things off. I mean, because but to me, if you look at the victims here, if you look at the people that got shot, it all came from the direction of where the shooter was. And I haven't seen any proof otherwise. So if there was somebody else shooting, maybe it was to hit the hydraulic system to throw it off, or maybe they were throwing firecrackers to throw it off. Hey, maybe Secret Service will tell us in the press conference coming up in, never.
Have you heard anything about, I think her name's Kimberly Cheadle?
Yes, we've covered her extensively. Friend of the Bidens, friend of the Cheneys, a diversity hire in 2022, and deleted the January 6th evidence. Yeah.
Is she taking any sort of responsibility for this? Is anybody calling for her to step down?
So she gave a cable news interview. We played a clip of it earlier. She says the buck stops with her, but she's not resigning and she's not stepping down. It's flagrant at this point that she won't step down. It's disgusting. And so she should be fired, and there needs to be criminal negligence charges, I would say, if not emergency hearings at the least.
I think so, too. And, you know, whenever I was at the rally, one of the things that kind of caught my attention, even before the shooting, was just how many small women or small people in general were, you know, in the outer and inner perimeters of security. I've seen one woman. She was she might have been under 5 foot, but we'll just say she was 5 foot. She almost looked like a child, and I knew something was wrong with security then.
You know, you are. I think we've taken maybe 10 or 12 eyewitness callers, and the one thing that it remains consistent is that everybody upon arrival was suspicious of the lack of security or the state of security. Everybody has been consistent in that conclusion.
Yeah, right off the bat. And, so my girlfriend called in yesterday, and I don't know if you got the note or not, but, we were standing in a group of people. You know, there might have been about, 50 people squeezed into a corner, maybe 100 people. And this lady came by, and she was just dressed like a normal woman. And she's talking to us like she's security or like she's somebody important. She's telling us we have to move out, we have to move out. We stood our ground, but I
did she
I
have
can't
a badge or like a placard or any a lanyard, anything?
Nothing. That's why nobody moved. She didn't look like she was security or anything, but that's how she was acting. She had this, authority about her, you know what I mean? We just kind of thought that maybe she's a Karen or something, but she had this authority about her, she's very sure about herself. She told us we're going to have to move out, and there really was...
Did she warn of danger, or it was just you need to move like a Karen?
Yeah, she was standing on the other side of the gate.
All right, I've got to let you go. We got Craig Sawyer coming up next, folks. You don't want to miss this.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, really honored to be joined here by Craig Sawyer, who's a great American, but he also has extensive security, intelligence, expertise. He's a Navy SEAL. I mean, obviously knows a lot about firearms, ballistics. I mean, you name it. I don't need to introduce Craig to Sawman Sawyer. His reputation precedes him. He joins me now. And Craig, unfortunately, I'm forced to turn to you for some questions here because we're getting nothing from the FBI. We're getting nothing from Secret Service. Not that I anticipated we would, but this is the situation that we're in. Now, before I ask my questions that I have, that you have more experience than I in the regards to security analysis and ballistics or, you know, those regards, I just want to give you the platform to respond to what we saw Saturday, what you noticed, what's going through your head, Craig Sawyer.
Yeah, well, the first thing that's going through my head is I love my country and I love our people and we want liberty. And there's a man that we see is promising to bring that and who performed very well fiscally when he was in office before. And obviously when a breach of security to this magnitude happens, we start analyzing what the heck allowed that. And having trained military special operations units for high threat mobile security and having worked over in the war zones as an agent in charge for the Department of State, diplomatic security service contracts, and the intelligence community doing the same thing, there's a lot that I recognized about the security that I witnessed on TV after the fact that I thought, okay, well, this is low level. Performance. And I've trained people to respond properly in these situations, and I've done it myself. And I just see that there is a shameful level of performance and professionalism there. And my aggravation, Owen, is not at those who are on the ground performing the security. I don't feel any animosity toward them, because really the problem as I see it is further up the chain of command. There should have been proper assets allocated to that event. And obviously it wasn't that way. So why was there so little security? Why were there not assets there? And someone in charge who had President Trump's best interest in mind to the degree that where they would deploy friendlies on all the major terrain features where we always do. Anytime you've got high ground, this is something I'm sure a lot of your guests have talked about. All the obvious stuff, you put people there, you deny that ground, that territory to the bad guys. You just do because you can, and you've got that responsibility. So why was all that responsibility waived, Owen, was what came across me. And I felt a sick feeling in my gut, like this is not possible under any standard operating procedures. So many standards had to be waived and omitted for this to happen. So it's in any catastrophe throughout human history, it's not one thing that causes the entire chain of events to unfold. It is an entire chain of failures that leads to it. If you look at the sinking of any major ship, there's a list of things that have to fail for that ship to go down. And it's the same thing in this case with a young man with a rifle to be able to start spraying and praying upon the president at that really pistol shooting distance for some of us. So it's very upsetting to witness. And then the aftermath of how they covered and evacuated the principal, being President Trump, was even more concerning. And the fact that his agent in charge did not have control of him, and that he was able to stand up and, you know, although I celebrate Owen, him standing up and saying fight. And I mean, it's very inspiring and motivating. But if you look at yourself as a bad guy, if you imagine that you're a triangulated pair of snipers and your crosshairs are on him and his head pops back up, all you got to do is break the shot and his head vaporizes. There goes the end of freedom for the United States, as far as I'm concerned, because I don't see anybody else going up against the deep state, going up against all of those who are corrupt and ruining our nation. And he seems to be not bought out, not part of the system. So they hate him and they want him dead. And we are witnessing so many failures in our federal system with the FBI and the Secret Service and even within the CIA. And there are so many things that are betrayals of our country that are so heartbreaking to those of us who have served and protected our nation. And it's heartbreaking, Owen, but it's also angering. So we cannot sit back. We, the citizens, cannot sit back with our hands off the wheel and hope somebody else is going to fix this. We have to assert ourselves now.
Well, there's so much to respond. I want to hone in on a couple things you said here. And imagine, because now they're saying, whether we buy it or not, that it had anything to do with this, that Iran is, you know, making assassination threats. Well, then why is the border wide open? Okay. How many people from Iran can walk right across the border then and cause problems? But that's just kind of a larger point. You mentioned the high ground. Have you ever seen an instance where there's a high level of security and a high level principle like this, where the high ground, let's say within 200 yards of the venue, is not secured, whether that was the water tower or whether that was the other structure that the guy climbed? Have you ever seen that before?
No. And when I'm walking the detail, if I'm not the agent in charge, meaning the man closest to the principal that is going to protect him and personally cover and evacuate him with my body and command him what to do, I've been a sniper and I carry a long gun and I patrol. And if I see any high ground, I'm going up there. I'm not asking anybody, especially when you're running a high threat detail for a major 4-star admiral or general in a war zone, or a secretary of defense, or these high level profile individuals with a big mission. We've got assets and helicopters and attack helicopters and drones up and all that kind of things. But I don't ask anybody. As a sniper, I just walk up there. I'll climb up on Connex boxes at airports. I'll walk right up on top of military vehicles. I'm not asking anybody. I'm taking command of that space and scanning. I've got binos around my neck. I've got the ammo I need. We got dual comms, and we're just making things happen. So when you're responsible for the protection of someone's life, who is a high value person in our national security, you don't cut corners and you don't send them a poorly trained detail that are full of diversity hires instead of people who are the most qualified and capable. And you don't minimize the number of assets that are required to make the scene safe and cause him to be able to conduct business without being gunned down. So no, I haven't seen it like that, Owen. And if, let's just say you and I were running a detail and we didn't have enough personnel, we're like, man, we can't afford anybody to get up, at least to go up there. Sir, ma'am, can you guys go up and occupy that rooftop? Because that's right in our face and it's a major concern. It's a major terrain advantage. Will you please deny anyone access to that well in advance of the day?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's another important access. That's another important aspect, excuse me, is just denial of access. This guy should not have had access to anywhere near that building, let alone the time to set up a ladder and climb it.
Yeah, it's all true. And then I've heard, you know, and as a federal criminal investigator, which is another school I've been through and another job that I've had, they teach us to consider all aspects, consider the totality of the circumstances, and wait until you know quite a bit about all the different pieces of evidence from the different witnesses and all the forensic evidence before you really start to formulate your opinion. So I'm going to slow roll what I is going to declare happened, but there's just so many red flags that go up. It doesn't seem possible that this was just even just gross negligence. I think it's worse than gross negligence. And I think we, the people, deserve a very strong and thorough and swift investigation on what the heck happened there. Because you have normal, everyday American citizens going, that's wrong. That's not allowed. That shouldn't be allowed to happen. Everybody knows better than that. You don't even have to be an expert. So where's the investigation? Where's the ransacking of these agencies that failed? What's going on with Mayorkas and his denial of RFK Jr. and Trump's, you know, adequacy for the details that they need? This is just political weakness. And we're supposed to be more professional and more ethical than that in our country. But the political divide has gotten so great and the vitriol on the left is so bad that they want people in harm's way. And when you listen to the rhetoric of what they're peddling, putting Trump in the crosshairs and these kinds of things, you realize they're not sorry that it happened. You can watch their social media feeds and see that they're not sorry that somebody tried to kill him. So where does that leave the general American populace who wants freedom and liberty? We want peace. We want to be able to vote for people that we believe are going to serve us best with free and fair elections. And the fact that that's not going to be allowed to happen is becoming more glaring to even the slowest sleepwalkers. Yep. At the back of the pack, the mental stragglers that still don't get it. I don't see any reason to suspect corruption. It's like, what planet are you on lately?
Well, this was definitely a wake-up call, I would say. Craig Sawyer is our guest, a Navy SEAL, security expert, the founder of VetsForChildRescue.org, TacticalInsider.com. I want to get into some more specifics here. What about the comms? How could it be, and maybe you have some direct knowledge of this, but how could it be that they don't have comms enough where there's a guy on the roof and they might say, oh, well, we don't know if it's ours or not. And okay, so is that even possible for them to not know if that's one of theirs or not? And then second of all, what would the protocols be? Let's say they do see the guy on the roof with the gun. Do they have to get the green light to fire, or is the green light presumed?
All good questions. So with the comms, you can have any of a number of different units and agencies involved there. So there are concentric rings of security. So those closest to the high value individual, usually if it's a Secret Service detail, you're going to have Secret Service detail that work with him or her most closely all the time and have command of him and who they will, the client will respond to immediately under threat. And then you have adjacent units, then you'll have uniformed Secret Service, and then you'll have local police and these kinds of things as you get further from the principal. And so each of those agencies may have their own comms, they may have their own frequencies, and depending on who's briefing and in control of that day and that detail, they may or may not be on the same frequency. And if they are all on the same frequency, it's going to sound like a super highway of everybody talking and saying, hey, check over here, I see something under this trash can, blah, blah, blah. There's too much, right? If you've got hundreds of people on the net, somebody's going to have to go, hey, clear the net, we got real comms to make. So that you can have people on different channels. And it could be, Owen, that local law enforcement may have been trying to call and say, hey, we got a guy on the roof. You know, is that okay? Or do you want me to cuff him? Or if I go up there to cuff him, is your counter sniper going to shoot me? I mean, these things happen. But again, if there's the proper leadership and personnel assigned to this, all of that gets worked out well in advance. And the briefing happens well before game day. And then on game day, everybody knows who's on what frequency, and it's coordinated. And people that see something know how to say it and report it to whomever they need. Now, the counter sniper.
Well, wait a second. Hold on. Let me hone in on one more thing before we get into the green light or not, because okay. You know, you have, again, I called on you to come on today because you've got as much experience as anybody I know. I mean, short of Secret Service dealing with high level security. And I mean, I've seen this. I've been a principal. I've been to high security events. And so I know the questions to ask. I've seen the levels of preparation, including with communications, just with the security teams that I've dealt with for big events, small events. I've seen the preparation. I've seen the coordination. Experts know how to do it and they get it done, period.
Yeah.
But so let's just say that there is this, maybe there is kind of an order here of these communications needing to go down. We've got 2 minutes, I would say, or let's just be a little favorable. Let's say 1 minute from when local police know there's a guy on the roof to when the guy fires a shot. Is 60 seconds enough time for these rings of communication to work themselves out to get to the sniper to take the guy down?
Well, it should be. You know, encryption's another thing. So if you're on a Secret Service detail, you're going to be running encrypted radio, so bad guys can't just turn the knob and listen to your comms, hopefully. And local law enforcement, probably not encrypted. So there's one barrier to interagency communications that's potential. So would 1 minute be enough? I don't know. But I tell you this, you should have adequate counter-sniper manning and coverage so that when someone pops up on a roof, not 160 yards from you, but 2,000 yards. Look, I shot a 24-inch group, Owen, at 3,080 yards with a rifle that wasn't mine, that the scope didn't even go up to that level of elevation. I had to hold the stadia line at the bottom of the scope, and it was 0 degrees, and I only got to shoot 3 shots. 24-inch group at 3,080 yards. So you have to, as a counter sniper, you've got to be scanning out there pretty far, and you've got to have command of the terrain between the threat and as far out as anybody can conceivably shoot. So 160 yards, man, you've just got to be able to have visual of that, because you're up there scanning mostly with binos until you need to be on the rifle. But if you see someone coming up there and they start to raise a rifle toward the principal, toward the president in this case, you've got to be able to vaporize them. You have to be able to break that shot and stop the threat. You can't be calling for someone who's worried about their career and wants to consider a bunch of other things. How will this be for my promotion? And look, the sniper understands whether or not he's looking at a threat, somebody preparing to shoot the president.
Yeah, and this leads to the question of the green light.
Yeah, he has to be cleared hot as soon as the president's on scene. Hey, president's out of the helicopter. President's out of the aircraft. He's out of the limo. He's on scene. The snipers have to be cleared hot. If your snipers, if you don't trust them to clear them hot, you shouldn't put them up there, because you're setting them up for failure. They have to be qualified and trained and trusted to the degree that where, hey, gents, he's on deck. You know, snipers are cleared hot. And, you know, I tell you what, if you're just going to get within reach of any president and you're going to pull out a long rifle and start pointing it toward him, well, you're going to die of stupidity that day, because your head needs to vaporize. That's just how it has to be. Everybody knows that. So why is this young man fumbling around up there with people saying they saw him crawling around for 3 or 4 minutes with his rifle flopping around before he started just opening fire?
Yeah, now we're learning he had a range finder.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense that you know, someone that means to kill somebody would bring a rangefinder. So he was up there too long, shouldn't have been up there to begin with. And when the counter snipers saw him, they should have been able to just vaporize his cranium and evacuate that cranial space instantly, because that's why they're there. They know how to do it. They're trained to do it. So why weren't they cleared hot? So why were they, if there was an order to stand down, or if there was a failure to give the green light, that's a problem. That's a problem that needs to be investigated when we, the people, need answers. And now we don't need to know all the tactics and how these units do their stuff, but internally that needs to be unscrewed. That needs to be corrected so that it is effective in the future, because we almost lost our president. And it's not acceptable. It was a clown show. It was a goat rope. Again, I'm not talking about the people that were on deck doing their best, but they deserve better training, better coordination, better preparation, more training time, better quality instruction and preparation, and there need to be more of them, and they need to be authorized to do their thing from the beginning when it needs to be done. So it's a leadership problem is what I see. Oh, it's
well, and you know, just because let's add the weight. Let's add the weight to this. President Trump was a millisecond and a millimeter from losing his head right in front of the American people. But at least three others were shot, including one fatally. There were fatalities. There was a man killed. So this is criminal negligence to me at the very least. So, okay, we're happy. Obviously, President Trump didn't get shot. Others did, one fatally. I mean, let's not forget about this. This
a beautiful soul, Owen. I mean, when you listen to his daughter talk about how he risked his life, he threw his wife and his daughter down and covered them with his body and gave his life for them. He's dead because of this.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying right there. Like, right there alone, I mean, there should have been hearings on Monday, and we're distracted with the RNC, but the hearing should have already began because this criminal negligence did result in a death. It wasn't Donald Trump. It was another great American, a firefighter who had a family. So there was a death, and others got shot.
I agree. It should never have happened.
Now, have you ever heard a more ridiculous excuse than we didn't put them on the roof because of a slope?
No, that's a mockery. That's insulting. The counter sniper was up on a roof with a slope, and it looked like a more steep slope than what the other shooter was on. So that doesn't wash. There's no merit to that claim whatsoever. In fact, it's insulting, and I think it's a mockery of our Secret Service. And I feel sorry. I do feel bad for the professionals in our Secret Service that have to put up with this gross mismanagement from their headship. I feel bad for them.
And you know, that's what is also so sad about this. If you look at the trust in these American bureaucracies and the federal bureaucracies, they're all at an all-time low. Nobody trusts any of them. I mean, you name the alphabet bureaucracy, nobody trusts it. Secret Service was probably the last one that had any level of trust. Secret Service was probably the last one that people didn't have just distrust or even disdain for. Well, after Saturday, I think that's changed. I don't know a single alphabet bureaucracy now that has any trust, and now even the Secret Service.
Well, I still have a lot of, I'm fond of the U.S. Marshal Service. I think they're still doing a lot of great work. And, you know, there are still holdouts in a lot of these agencies, Owen, but they're demoralized by gross mismanagement. Same thing I saw in the Air Marshal Service. The guy from the top of the FBI came in there and just demoralized everybody. He was a bureaucrat, and he didn't understand warriors and people who were there to stop terrorists from flying planes into buildings, and all he did was destroy their careers. And it was just bad. So the problem, the culture, Owen, within our federal government is weak-charactered people promote the weak. They do not promote the strong-charactered people because they don't want to be asked hard questions about why they're not performing their duties better. So they perform, they promote the weak to surround themselves with yes men and women so that they're comfy and they care more about their personal job and their paycheck than they do the security of the American people. And it brings about an important point where we have to throw off this ridiculous lie of political correctness that has always been a psych job against us anyway.
It's total cancer. It's total cancer. Craig, I'm up against a break. Hold that thought.
Okay.
I got a couple more questions about the details of that day. I want to get your expertise. Craig Sawyer is our guest. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWars Store. store.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc, everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
Good evening, America. I thought we'd take some time out of our daily lives and sit down for a nice little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak. I suspect now even calls are being placed from the White House to members of Big Tech. I can almost hear George Takei and Stephen King tweeting furiously on their phones. And very soon, federal agents will be on their way. Why? Because words lead us to the truth. And the truth is, there is something very wrong with this country, isn't there? Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression, and where once you had the freedom to object, until now you have had sensors and systems of surveillance, coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission. How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. Oh, I know why you did it. You were afraid of the Orange Man. Who wouldn't be? Mean tweets, funny jokes, and fights with Rosie O'Donnell. Fear got the better of you, and in your panic you turned to Joseph Robinette Biden. He promised you war. He promised to forgive your student debts and make reparations for slavery. And all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent. So if you have seen nothing, if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I would suggest you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked. But if you see as I see, if you feel as I feel, if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me at the ballot box, and together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgot.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
My guest is Craig Sawyer, Navy SEAL, security expert, founder of VetsForChildRescue.org, TacticalInsider.com. We're breaking down Saturday's assassination attempt and the radical failures that happened. By the way, this is breaking now, way late, but here it is. Oversight Committee Chair to subpoena Secret Service Director for testimony on Trump assassination attempt. Again, a day late, but okay, here it is. So we'll see what comes of that. Now, Craig, I want to ask you about, and if you need a point of reference on this, let me know. We can have the crew pull up the video. But I'm curious if you can give us a sound analysis as far as what firearm you think was used. They're saying it was an AR-15. The people that were there and I mean, myself included, say that's not what it sounds like. But I want to get your take on it. If you want us to play the audio, we can. I'm sure you've heard it. But I mean, what do you think about the audio of the shots fired?
Well, just from my first hearing it, just on my phone, scanning videos that were posted on social media, it did sound like the high pitch crack of a 5.56 round. So it made sense to me that it would have come from a rifle like an AR-15. So I didn't think it was out of place. But a lot of people, they need to recognize the difference between the report of the rifle. So when you're near a rifle and it fires, there's one sound. The detonation of that gunpowder that sends the bullet out of the weapon. But then when you're further away and that round passes by you, there's a high-pitched sonic crack where it's breaking the sound barrier, and it sounds like a high-pitched, really loud snap over your head and like a cracking sound. So it's different, and that can throw some people off. And that's why I think people were saying that maybe it sounded like firecrackers, because it's a little bit that way. And there's also something, especially when you're in urban terrain or if there's a lot of big heavy vehicles around, there's a lot of echo. So when those sonic cracks come overhead, they'll echo off of different buildings and vehicles, and it can sound like more rounds are happening or flying in than there are. And it can also sound like they're coming from different directions. So it can be very difficult to ID the threat and the direction when you have those types of barricade or barrier materials that audio can echo off of, and it can be very confusing. So it doesn't surprise me that people have different ideas on what they heard and what it sounds like, because you're hearing different things. The report of the rifle that's going to be somewhat delayed from 160 yards, and you're going to hear that immediate sonic crack as those 5.56 projectiles snap overhead, still at supersonic speeds.
So you could see potentially, and I was alluding to this earlier, you know, at least one or two shots rang right by Trump. So that means right by the microphone. And I'm thinking maybe the microphone picks up that sonic boom of the round going by it, and maybe that goes over the speakers, and maybe that's why people were confused at the direction of the fire.
That's a really good point, Owen. I've got a friend that's an expert witness on capital murder cases, and he does all the audio analysis. He's got this giant computer bank that does all this really sophisticated stuff with the audio. And I've learned a bit from him, but I think that's a very astute observation on your point, because that mic, when it picks it up, then it amplifies it through the system. And depending on how much bass and adjustment was made to that that audio system, those rounds could have sounded like 50 cal rounds coming through those big speakers, you know, further back. And then does that echo back? And yeah, that could change things significantly as far as what you're hearing, the acoustics on the scene.
Now, how much have you been able to kind of analyze the shooter and the path of the bullets and then also the sound? From my analysis, I have no reason to believe there was more than one shooter. Some people that were there have different opinions based off what they heard. I'm not discounting their eyewitness testimony, but from my research, it looks like, yeah, there was one shooter, the path of all the bullets, the people that got hit, and it looks like, yeah, that's where the shots were coming from. Have you been able to do any analysis like that? Does it make sense, the shooter, the path of the bullets, who was hit, the hydraulic system hit? Does that all add up to you?
I haven't done a careful analysis because I've been really busy working, you know, child rescue cases with the Veterans for Child Rescue mission. So, but I've been watching a few of the videos and looking at some of the imagery I got from, let me just say, teammates of mine, very early imagery of the terrain. And like, here's where the guy was and here's where the stage was. And we started having a team chat about that within the SEAL community about, hey, what's going on? And we saw that something was very, very wrong. So no, I haven't really analyzed that very, very carefully. It does make sense, though, from what I have seen. I'd have to look closer to see if there's anything that's counter to what they tell us happened, but I haven't seen anything from my personal limited experience on this analysis that there's anything else. But look, 60 years ago, they used a triangulation and they used multiple shooters and, on President Kennedy. So
yeah,
why would they not do that now if it was a coordinated hit?
And it was the FBI that covered it up. How coincidentally they're in charge of this investigation.
Yeah. And I mean, We won't know unless we get a legitimate investigation. So it won't do to have a bureau that's investigating the attempted murder of a man that they've been targeting for years. They've been raiding his home on bogus charges and cooking up false accusations against him and railroading charges through on him. And I mean, nobody trusts them to do a good faith investigation and get to the bottom of this. So we need help, man. Our culture and our federal system is in deep disrepair and disarray. It's in the abyss right now.
And this just adds to it. You know, I mean, this just,
it does.
How difficult is this shot, Craig? And I'll try to give you a better understanding of it since you haven't really looked into all the details. I mean, basically, the shooter has to find his way through a bleachers in front of him. There's kind of a tree right there. It doesn't look like it interferes him, but it does interfere the U.S. snipers. There's a system holding up a speaker. There's another system that looks to be holding up some electronics and the video board. But he's able to get through that. And then I guess it's about maybe a 5 to 10 foot range, down range, of the three people that were hit, the individual in the front bleacher, Trump, and then the individual in the back bleacher. How difficult of a shot is this? Is this something an amateur can pull off with just a few weeks of practice? Is this something that takes an expert level of riflemanship? How hard is that shot?
Oh, and if you told me, hey, Craig, I've got a daughter and she's 12 and she wants some long rifle training, I could teach her to do this shot in 10 or 15 minutes. She'd be able to hit and do that. So it's a very easy shot. And that's what gives me the impression that this guy is a patsy, this shooter. I don't see why he would have an agenda to kill President Trump. Doesn't make sense. So I do wonder whose control he was under and what the scene was. So I'd be very curious to learn what comes out of his phone, what comes out of the investigation of who he was around and who put him up to this, and all the coordination that went into clearing the corridor to allow him to be in that position so blatantly close and within such an easy shot. So I'm surprised that he missed, Owen. And
it's crazy you say that, because I mean he hit the ear, but I'm sure you've seen, yeah. I mean, a millisecond was the difference between life and death for Donald Trump.
I believe that was divine intervention. I really do. I believe that God Almighty means for this man to get back in office and start draining the swamp. And I pray that he does literally and genuinely start purging our federal government of all the corruption that we're witnessing. Because it is heartbreaking. We love our country. We want legitimacy. I'll tell you one thing that I did see immediately when I was watching those that were handling the president. As an agent in charge, when you are the one that is most responsible for
covering, Craig, I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm up against a break. Hold that thought.
Yeah, no
I want you to hold that thought about being an agent in charge. And then I got one more question for you. We got one more segment left with Craig Sawyer. We appreciate his time today. It's the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And I've also got more eyewitnesses on the line that we're going to go to as well, folks. We're not going to let Saturday disappear. They want us to think about other stuff. No way.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. If we just had a donation button, maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. show. There's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Real Fusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
In a world filled with uncertainty, you could be prepared with InfoWars Life Select. Our storable food is not only delicious, but it's your first line of defense against food shortages and unpredictable times. Our high-quality meals are packed with nutrition your body needs and packed for long-term secure storage. Whether it's a natural disaster or societal disruptions, ensure your family's future with InfoWars Life Select. Don't wait for the unexpected. Visit preparewithalex.com and stock up on storable food today.
Our political elite want nothing more than for you to be ignorant, deceived, censored, silenced, and rendered useless. But BrainForce Ultra is a great way to fight back, because staying sharp is part of winning the InfoWar. Not only will this product keep you sharp, but it will also keep InfoWars broadcasting the truth worldwide. We all know that InfoWars has been under relentless attack for years. That's why it's more important now than ever, in this most pivotal time in our nation's history, that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get BrainForce Ultra.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, back here on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Last segment, Craig Sawyer. We're going back to eyewitnesses from the rally on Saturday. Craig was cut off by the break talking about being the agent in charge, responding to what he'd seen in response to after Trump got shot. And then I also got one last question for him. So Craig, you were cut off by the break. Pick it up where you left off.
Well, what I saw was a lack of coordination between the principal and his AIC. So as the AIC, you're the person that's most responsible for putting hands on that person who's to be protected and directing them out of harm's way should there be any sort of threat. So usually as an AIC, you're arm's length, arm's distance of the client and or the protectee, the principal. And you stay there and you try to stay unobtrusive, out of their way, let them be who they are and do what they want to do. But you're scanning everybody's hands and you're watching, and you're the closest one that's going to grab them and evacuate them if something goes on. So the rest of the detail around him, some are going to face the threat and engage the threat, and they're going to stop the bad guys. Other ones are going to collapse in around you and make what we call a body bunker. And they're going to use their bodies to cover and shield you as you guide him or her to safety. And that takes a relationship between the agent in charge, the AIC, and the principal. And I always brief them, sir, ma'am, here's what's going to happen if there's a threat upon your life. I will never be in your way. But if I put hands on you and I begin barking orders and command you to follow my direction, you have to do it. There can't be any hesitation or argument, because you could very well die right then and right there. So I will never touch you unless I need to. And when I need to, I'm in charge. So when I grab you, here's how I'm going to do it. Here's how it works. And I physically rehearse with them, because again, with us doing this with big details in for the State Department in war zones, we have to have it right, because things go boom and shots come in all the time. So we get very good at this. Then again, in the intelligence community, it's done a little bit different way, but still very, very effective and immediate. And so I developed that relationship with them, and as any good AIC does, so that whenever there's something like that, there's an immediate intervention. That AIC will superimpose his body between the threat and the target and command that target, that person, and the protectee into safety. And that could be any of a number of things depending on where they are and what's going on. But the agent in charge is going to know exactly what he's going to do. And I saw a complete breakdown of that. I saw her, someone, you could hear him in the audio saying, okay, on me, ready, ready, go. That team should have evacuated the principal right then and right there. Somebody was on it and had a plan and was ready to go. The rest of the team didn't follow that leader, whoever's making that call. So that was a breakdown there. And again, I'm not beating up on them. Shots were coming in. They're high stress and all that. I'm saying they deserved better training and better coordination so that it went the way that it does for us over in the war zones when we have to do this all the time. So I saw that they didn't get up, and then they didn't get up, and then they didn't get up. I'm like, somebody commanded you to get him up and move him to the limo, and he should have been wheels up and out of there by now. So they're still sitting there. I'm like, man, this is bad. Then the president, and I don't blame him, he wanted to get his shoes. But you know what? He shouldn't have been allowed to get his shoes. He should have been gone, and someone else should have been bringing his shoes. You don't stay there for your shoes. And I celebrate him saying, yeah, fight, fight. It's an inspiring, it's an iconic thing. God bless him. That's great. But again, he shouldn't have been allowed to do that. Somebody should have had command of him and moved him. We, the people, we, the public, should have never seen him again. Once he went down, and thank God he ducked down on his own, smart call, right choice. From there, they should have covered him, done a quick assessment, making sure he was ambulatory and not hit, and then evacuated him with cover to that limo and then moved off the X. But that didn't happen. And that's not necessarily their fault. How many days of training, how many weeks and months of training were they allowed? Did they even know each other? Had that team coordinated together? Were they just thrown together? And were they all borrowed from other agencies? I don't know. So that's what I saw, is just a lack of the command presence and the coverage and all the directions and 360-degree command of that space that you would expect from a high-threat mobile security team. So God bless those.
And then it's also interesting, the woman in front of him is not even tall enough to block him. I mean, that's really the only reason why we're able to see him, is because she's like 5'5" and he's at least 6 foot. I mean, what about the instance, because I'm sure, and again, what you're talking about here just remains true. I mean, you can still see too much of him. So, I mean, yeah, he wants to pound his fist and that's great. We got an iconic moment, but it's still the failure that you're talking about. And I'm sure, I mean, I'm sure he was kind of dazed and confused, probably lost hearing in his right ear. I mean, he probably may even have hearing damage. So, I mean, in a confusing moment like that, he's supposed to go with his agent in charge and get the hell out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. He shouldn't have been allowed to do what he wanted. I respect his wish to do the fist pump. That AIC should have had a relationship with him that was such to where he laid hands on him, started moving him, checked him, and commanded him to follow his lead and guided him very swiftly to safety.
Yeah. And again, because you have experience with that. I have some limited experience with that. And there's times where I'll kind of, you know, go against my security's best wishes. But then there's also, like you said, the important aspect is having the relationship. So there's times where I'm like, okay, they want me out here. I'm done. I'm laying all my wishes and desires down. I'm on their call. And then there's some other times where I'll be a little stubborn and obstinate. But it's all about relationship, and it's all about everybody having a feel for what's going on. And it seems like these things were lacking. I've got limited time left, and you can get back into this if your next answer is short. But I'm just curious, because you said this in the last segment. When you say you think the shooter was a patsy, can you expand on that?
Yeah, he doesn't seem like he was prepared to do this. And it seemed like a low quality, if you're talking about assassins, obviously a low-quality assassin. This is not a hardened young man with any significant training or preparation. So if you're going to send somebody to assassinate somebody, if you want to be successful, seems like to me you'd send someone that's very highly trained and hardened and prepared and problem-solving and persevering and overcoming challenges and getting past that and carrying out the task anyway. That's why Navy SEALs are so well trained. We're prepared to solve the problem. Whatever the bad guy is that we want to go away, they're going to go away. Whatever the thing is we want to break, it's going to get broken. Whatever we want to recover, we're going to bring it back. So we're trained to override and overcome all these challenges that pop up. So he doesn't seem prepared to do much of anything, and he couldn't even make a 160-yard shot, roughly. So I think because it's obvious that so many people in high places want President Trump dead, I think this guy, there was, to them, a throwaway. Now, he's a soul, and he's precious to the Father. He did a horrible thing. But he's dead now, and I don't know how that's looking. But I wouldn't wish anybody to lose their life. But if you're going to raise a weapon towards our president, you have to lose your life. That's the way that needs to go. But
do you think he was set up to do this? Do you think he was acting alone?
And that's why I don't think we'll see a good faith investigation because of the corruption, Owen. I would expect this guy to have handlers and been put up to this and probably on psychotropic drugs. And a list of other things that we've seen that are kind of standard for this kind of, you know, crazy active shooter that on the heels of it, immediately we have the left come out going, we got to take your guns. How convenient. Active shooter went crazy. And they never address the causation of why this young man is so broken, and a broken home, psychotropic drugs, and all these kind of things that they don't address. They just want to go after the tool that he used, the object. Well, it's not the object. Well, I've grown up surrounded with those objects, and nobody I know ever shot anyone else. So it's the culture. It's a dark heart that kills other humans. It's not an inanimate object. So I had a famous quarterback from Dallas's son connect me to President Trump's security detail before he got in the first time. And they were going to have me train their guys and prepare them to a very high level before he went into the president. Apparently he was going to use his own detail, and I don't know if he's what he's planning on doing now, but I would encourage him to have good people around him. I mean, we want
people he trusts, people he knows.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Cause the stakes are high and the tensions are high and the hostility has never been greater. And I hope he's not still naive to the fact that they want him dead, and they have a very dark direction they want to take our country. And we need fighters. We need someone who will get in there and drain the swamp and purge our system of this corruption. Nothing else matters. I don't care what their ticket is or, hey, we're going to do this for industry or economy. None of that matters, because if you don't drain the swamp and get rid of all the crooks that are running everything in our system, they're just going to reverse it and make it even worse as soon as he's out of office next time. So nothing matters more than draining the swamp. Nothing.
Yeah, the Vivek Ramaswamy interview yesterday, he said we need to gut 75% of the federal bureaucracies. I would say that's a good start. Craig, just do a short 5 more minutes, because I want to expand on the Patsy thing, because I think there's another interesting and important aspect to this I want to get your opinion on. 5 more minutes with Craig Sawyer. Don't go anywhere.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only 2 ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.